When I was growing up, we moved to an apartment on East 22nd Street in Manhattan. And I think it was May or so. It was a very hot summer, and one August day was particularly oppressive. I was by myself in the apartment, and I turned on the air conditioner and just decided to take a nap. As I was falling asleep, I heard thunder, and I could hear the rain pounding against the window. The apartment was what was politely referred to as an English basement, which means that it was a few steps below the street. I fell asleep, woke up to the sound of pounding at the front door, opened up my eyes, and realized that the apartment was flooded. Without even thinking about it, I jumped from the bed to a table and then climbed out the window, or started to climb out the window, and what I saw is that East 22nd Street was like a river. So eventually the water subsided, the maintenance guys were all over the place, and I just said, what was that all about? And they said, oh, it's Peter Stuyvesant. What do you mean, Peter Stuyvesant? 22nd Street was a stream, and it was the northern border of Peter Stuyvesant's farm. And every 5 or 10 years, the street floods, the stream comes back. And so it's like the past
everything
had intersected.
Is there is
no outside.
The present
in a really
if
interesting
we can get
way.
To that point,
and then
that made a huge impression on
becomes
me.
This
I've
urgent sight
come to believe
where all of these things
are
that we've
understood
broken up into bits and spread out
breaking
in these
things into
stretching
bits
into all these imaginary
and
spaces
keeping them
have to
segregated
be relocated
each other
into the present
is probably getting
an account
in the way
for.
Of us understanding
the separation
here
between
is
past,
really all that we
present,
have. And
if we
future,
get to the point of
the separation
getting
of virtual
rid of
versus tangible,
what I would call this
all those things
of
need
elsewhere,
to be accounted for in the now.
I think that
as aspects.
So at that moment, the past coexisted with the present. The past was actually a tangible aspect of the present. And since that time, I've come to think that the built environment, the city, can be a site of these potential forms that can help us to explore ideas of really profound integration, a site of relocating all of these things that we have learned to believe are disconnected and discontinuous, and exist in a random relationship of elsewhere or otherness to each other. It occurs to me that there is no randomness, there is just complex structure, and I think that the city can be a place where we can explore and reveal the contours of that complex structure.